This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Former Ohio Congressman, Cincinnati Mayor, and Councilmember Tom Lucan died yesterday at the age of 92. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to remember Lucan. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So when did you first meet Tom Lucan?
Pretty much right after I got here in Cincinnati in 1982. He was one of the very first political figures that I ran into. And it was like running into a hurricane, because he could be, you know, very tough guy. And he used to have this habit of testing out reporters, new reporters. And, you know, you get him on the phone and he'd start shouting and he'd start yelling at you and, you know, talking. And I think he was just trying to judge how you reacted. And if you stood up to him, then he respected you, and I managed to, you know, dish it back to him. And after that, we got along fine. It was a kind of a, you know, there were shouting matches and those kind of things. But, you know, he was a very passionate guy, and he believed in a lot of different causes. And he did a whole lot of good for people over the years.
Well, how would you describe his campaign style?
His campaign style was really interesting. I mean, he went at it tooth and nail. He didn't give up. I remember, you know, Steve Chabot, who is now the first district congressman, was a county commissioner when he ran against Lucan for Congress. And Chabot used to pass out, and still does, pass out these plastic cups with a picture of him on it and says Chabot for Congress and all that sort of thing. And he used to do that at church festivals all over the city. And Lucan had this habit of kind of tailing along behind him, and he would stand by the beer tent. And he pretty much told everybody, if you come up to me with a Chabot for Congress cup, I will fill it with beer. And that won him a lot of votes. I mean, that was brilliant. You know, he was a brilliant politician. He was like the quintessential politician.
Some described him as very blue collar. Would you say that's true?
Yes. Well, he was. I mean, and he cared about blue collar people. I mean, he cared about, you know, the regular folks, and he cared about the poor. He was very bluff.
Gruff.
He was very blunt in his opinions. You know, if you argued with him, he would never back down. He was just a remarkable politician.
Well, a lot of people learned from him. He mentored an awful lot of
yes.
politicians, including our current mayor, Cincinnati's current mayor, John Cranley.
Oh yeah, John Cranley's whole political career. He's had been advised by Tom Lucan, and in some ways shaped by Tom Lucan. And of course, Charlie Lucan, his son, who followed him into Congress for one term and was mayor of the city of Cincinnati, was obviously influenced by him. So were people like Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer's political career in Cincinnati was heavily influenced by Tom Lucan. Tom Lucan did things like when he was on city council before he went to Congress, like putting together, the Republicans had controlled city council for decades. And of course, Lucan was a Democrat. So he devised this plan for the Charterites and the Democrats on council to get together, form a coalition, endorse each other, and they ended up controlling city council and shutting out the Republicans for the next 15 years. It was a brilliant stroke of politics. Only a political genius could come up with something like that.
He served on council after he left Congress, went back to Cincinnati City Council,
yes,
and even after that had strong feelings about the streetcar. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he was, you know, he did come back, and he was a party chairman for a while, and then he ran for council again. He just couldn't stay away from it. And in the late 90s, then he finally retired from politics, but he did not retire from public life. When the streetcar was being discussed, he was very, very vocal in opposition to it. I mean, he was out there in the streets, leading protests against it, you know, when he was well up into his 80s. And he just never lost that fire and passion when he found an issue that he really cared about.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking about former Cincinnati mayor and Ohio congressman Tom Lucan. He died yesterday at the age of 92. I've been talking with WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson.